Dateline Washington, Friday, September 26, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, where we stand right now on the bailout bill. Georgia Congressman Tom Price is a member of the powerful House Financial Services Committee, which is at the heart of the negotiations on this $700 billion package. He joins us from Capitol Hill with the latest developments and where the sticking points remain. Also in this edition, the debate is here. John McCain is going to be in Mississippi. So will Barack Obama. We'll get a preview of the debate, find out how much will really be on foreign policy and how much will be on the current economic crisis when we're joined by Richard Benedetto, former longtime White House correspondent for USA Today. Plus, the conservatives say, don't give in. Richard Vigor is a longtime conservative activist and author of Conservatives Betrayed. He says House Republicans and John McCain are doing heroic work in making sure the president's version of this bailout package doesn't become law. And some comic relief. The Capitol steps stop by with two economic parodies as Congress still wrangles over the massive bailout bill. All that plus the day in Congress and in business follows Friday's top news. And once again, the big news here in Washington is the continued stalemate over a proposed $700 billion bailout package for Wall Street and the failing financial institutions in this country. President Bush, of course, is the major proponent of this package, and his Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson has been endorsing it on Capitol Hill for more than a week now. Speaking on Friday, President Bush says he realizes there are many disagreements over exactly what ought to be part of this package, but he says something has to be done and done soon.
Members want to be heard. They want to be able to express their opinions, and they should be allowed to express their opinions. There are disagreements over aspects of the rescue plan, but there is no disagreement that something substantial must be done.
The president says he realizes there is major concern among conservatives in Congress about the price tag associated with this package that, of course, is being foisted upon the taxpayers. The president says the proposal is huge because the problem is huge.
Our proposal is a big proposal, and the reason it's big and substantial is because we got a big problem. We also need to move quickly. Anytime you have a plan this big that is moving this quickly, that requires legislative approval, it creates challenges.
The president also says that many Americans may be turned off by all the bickering they're seeing as this package is being put together at a critical time for our economy, but the president says that's just the way the legislative process works.
The legislative process is sometimes not very pretty, but we are going to get a package passed. We will rise to the occasion. Republicans and Democrats will come together and pass a substantial rescue plan.
Up on Capitol Hill, the blame game is still going on, as well as the proper solution to this crisis. Harry Reid is the Senate Democratic leader and the majority leader in the upper chamber. He says this was basically a done deal until somebody came to town on Thursday.
We have Senator Bennett, who is a high-ranking Republican senator, standing before all of you saying, we've got a deal in principle. All we have to do is put it down in writing, and this is almost over with. And then guess who came to town? And that completely fell apart.
He's, of course, referring to Senator John McCain, who suspended his campaign in order to pay attention to the financial crisis. But Republicans say that's ludicrous. Number one, there wasn't even a deal. And if there was one that got killed, John McCain certainly isn't responsible. Among those making that point, Senator Lindsey Graham.
There was no deal that John McCain destroyed. Any media outlet that reports that there was a deal that a majority of the House and the Senate was ready to sign on to until John McCain came, that's a complete lie.
More news later. For now, that's a look at Friday's headlines.